We just had a Family Guy moment when trying to ring your number.
Oh, really?
You know what the happened? Skit with Conchita where she's trying to dial the number and he says 2 5s and she types in physically types in 2 5s? We did that because I said type in 3 0s and he typed a 3.
That is great.
It's a good way to start the day.
You'll okay. Have to clean the phone with lemon plate.
Lemon plate.
I clean. Okay, that is not what we're here to talk about, although it's a good way to start the conversation. Stu, good morning. Let's talk comedy.
Morning, guys. Yeah, thank you. Let's talk comedy. It is exciting. It's the 5th birthday of Fresh Comedy, which is a monthly comedy night in Launceston.
And to celebrate, you're having a gala.
We are. We're having a massive party, inviting some of the best comedians in the country down for the party. Pretty cracking lineup. We've got Luke McGregor, who people might know from Lukewarm Sex, Utopia, the Comedy Festival Gala. He's Tasmanian, actually. He's got his new show, Rosehaven, with Philip Piccola starting next month as well. Also got Matt O'Kine of Triple J fame, so maybe your listeners won't be as familiar with Matt O'Kine.
Triple who?
Yeah, Triple What. And also Randy, the Purple Puppet, who's done things with Sammy J, like Sammy J and Randy and Ricketts Lane. He's on Good News World and done all the galas as well. So pretty cracking lineup. We're pretty happy.
This is awesome. So 29th of October. Is it one show only?
Yeah, one night only at the Princess Theatre. So the comfort of the Princess Theatre. Seats are selling out pretty quickly, actually, but wanted to encourage people on the coast to get along. There's probably nothing better going on the coast on that Saturday night, guys, let's be honest. So it's only an hour away. I drove to a gig in Devonport last week, actually, so there's no excuse.
You did indeed.
But not coming up, yeah. Fresh Comedy Gala is going to be a lot of fun. Afterwards, we're going to have an after party, though, with a DJ set from Matt O'Kine at the Oak as well. So lots of cake and frivolity.
I love it. Matt O'Kine.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
The Oak.
I get it. Cool. Stu, where do you fit in?
I host. So we've also got...
Not funny enough to be part of the show or what?
Oh.
Well, no, I'm not going to say I'm funny.
No, I host.
I'm admitting that. But no, so every month I host and we've got a heap of local supports on as well. So we've got Emergency Poncho featuring Mr. Dan Taylor from your sister station, Chile. Kerry Gay, who was the Royal Comedy National Finalist, Gavin Baskerville, who's done a heap of Melbourne Comedy Festivals, Tracy Cosgrove, also done a heap of Melbourne Comedy Festivals, and Ned Townsend, who's a Royal Comedy State runner-up.
Jeez, Mar, I don't know how this doesn't go over two nights. It's huge.
Yeah.
I know it is. Well, we've got sort of over 2 hours of comedy, so pretty packed show. And, encourage people to get along.
This is awesome. Stu, you deserve a big congratulations for being instrumental in getting the comedy scene off the ground in Tassie, I believe, particularly in the north of the state. For the last few years, you know, going back a few years, and I'm a Lonnie girl, it's not something we saw a lot of at all. And now there's a comedy gig to go to 2-3 nights of the week.
Yeah, look, it's really exciting. The scene's building, you know. There's a bit of momentum there. And, you know, we're just lucky that we can get acts of you know, the calibre of, you know, we've had people like Hannah Gadsby and, you know, Ronnie Cheng, who's now working in the States on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. You know, we've had Philip Piccola and Luke and Sam Simmons. I mean, so we're really grateful that these people are willing to come here, and the room has a good reputation that way. So, we really look after the acts, and they have a really good time. We had Nick Cody. He's been here pretty much every year from when he was supporting Dave Hughes. And a couple of nights ago, he performed on Conan in the US.
Oh, wow.
It's great to see not only our profile building, but also the acts get bigger as well that have been coming here consistently for the last few years. So, it's a good time for Tassie comedy, I guess, at the moment.
Okay, the plug. When, where, why?
Why? Because it's going to be a massive party at the Princess Theatre on Saturday the 29th of October from 8 p.m. We've got a heap of local acts and then Randy, Matt O'Kine and Mr. Luke McGregor. Tickets available online at theatrenorth.com.au or at the Princess Theatre booking office on 6323 666.
Good on you, Stu. I think you owe Jess and I a bottle of red. Thank you.
Oh, God, how long have we been saying we're going to do that?
Oh, I know. It's just nuts, isn't it?
But you do owe us a bottle of red. I think you should bring it to the coast and host a comedy night down here.
Hello.
You know what? We could probably do that.
I think we should.
Let's talk about doing that. We'll do a bit of a road trip. I've got a heap of great locals that we can bring down. So,
and I reckon we've got people here on the coast as well that would like to try their hand at comedy. Do you know, the other night in Launceston, my mum got up on stage to try her hand.
You couldn't keep this a secret?
At comedy.
Did you really? Where
she did. This was at the Cider House in Launceston. She just wandered on in, and there was a comedy night happening, and she was a bit vocal, so they said, why don't you get up here? And so she said, righto, I will. And she wowed them. She did a really good job.
Do you know what she did, Stu? She got up and said that the person that was on before her wasn't too funny, so the owner of the joint said, well, why don't you come up here and have a go? And she did.
Had she had a couple of red wines still?
No, she really hadn't.
Oh my goodness, I'm impressed. I want to see her perform now. Okay,
so Stu, Jess's mum, it's all going to happen on the coast soon. But for now, grab your tickets Saturday, October 29 at 8 o'clock at the Princess Theatre. Lonnie, Stu, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Good on you guys. Thanks. Have a great day.